Blog Talk Radio.
You see, I got something to say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest thing to say,
but you really caught him out in the game.
Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
Yes, yes, yes. Another wonderful segment of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, is in the building. Welcome again. We hope that each and every one of you all had a great resurrection, observance, Easter, or just a wonderful, fabulous Sunday on yesterday with friends and family afar. And we're going to have a wonderful show for you on tonight. Very, very ecstatic. Today is the first day of April. For all of those, I don't want to say April fools, but you know I'm a fool, and I cut a fool, and I'm going to act a fool, but we're going to have a great time once again. I'm going to introduce to you all the CEO, founder, and executive producer of the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'd like to present to you at this time no other than my esteemed leader, Mr. D. Slate is in the building. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey, everybody, D-Slate in the building. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another wonderful I Got Something to Say show on this lovely Monday, April 1st. April what? Yes, April 1st. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us and joining us tonight. We got a great show for you guys, and I'm definitely excited about it. Got some very good music for you guys to hear tonight, so thank you and enjoy.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for that. And our co-host, CK, has the night off, so we wish him well. But we're going to go ahead and get into what we're going to be doing on tonight. If you want to be a part of the show, you can dial in at 718-766-4553. That number again is 718-766-4553. Definitely tune in, log on to our chat room, our social media sites, because you may have the opportunity to win some tickets coming to Norfolk, Virginia. Taylor made an original stage play to whom yours truly is the director, written by two fabulous ladies, Lamika Williams and Patricia Kendalls. So that sounds like a good deal, doesn't it, D-Slate?
That sounds like a fabulous deal, no pun intended.
No pun intended. That's right. That's the D right there. That's the deal. No pun intended. I like that. I like that. Yes. We're going to bring you the fabulous news and birthdays with Miss Fabulous. Also, Poetic Picks. You know how we do on that. Did you know? Just give you some fact-finding information. The Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons are back. The quote of the day, we won't have that on today because, you know, we give you words of inspiration in any facet possible. Make You Move Monday Jam of the Day. The Elevator Music Countdown with British Betty is back. Yes, we got to get back to London style in the United States here on Blog Talk Radio. And then also 6-minute session with Miss Fabulous. We'll be talking about an interesting factor in education on today. And then Poetic People, Places and Posts, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly with Dee Slade, as well as Motivational Monday Music. We have so much in store for you on this first day of April 2013. We hope wherever you are, that you're safe, that the weather is great here and on the East Coast and Norfolk, Virginia in particularly. We had wonderful, wonderful weather. Yes, we had wonderful weather. But anyways, nonetheless, we had wonderful weather. People had on shorts and, you know, it was just crazy on today. And then tomorrow's supposed to be in the 50s. So our shift is from the 70s to the 50s, but nonetheless, we are blessed. How's the weather in your area, D-Slate?
Well, the weather here in Arizona is fabulous, as always, no pun intended. But the weather is fabulous out here, and I think we're looking at around, we're in the 70s. We're actually in the 70s.
Wow.
Here in Arizona. And to be specific, let me because I know you guys want to know, right now we're 79 degrees. Right now we're 79 degrees here in Arizona. Tomorrow it's going to be 82, and then Wednesday it's going to be 86.
Wow, that is crazy, crazy, crazy. But yes, definitely, and that's considered to be what is that specific, or is it Midwest? What region is that really, really considered to be?
West Coast, Pacific West, Pacific West.
Pacific West. Exactly. Yeah, I know there's always particular genres of demographics throughout the United States, and nonetheless, the D-Hour Show Radio Network on behalf, you know, I have my esteemed leader on the phone, the CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, so, you know, I have to expound upon our congratulatory efforts all the time. You know, we're one of the most favorable independent radio stations around. There are a lot of people doing this type of thing. However, we have the perks in a minute to be able to be in the company of celebrities. Thank you, D. Slate, myself, and one of the other co-hosts. Yes, on the East Coast, we had the opportunity to attend the stage play of A Man Don't Work, A Man Don't Eat, featuring Wendy Raquel Robertson, Tasha Mack from The Game, also Miguel Nunez. He is also fabulous. And then also we had Shirley Murdoch, very humble, very nice, very approachable. We had a great, great time. And about a month ago, we had the opportunity to interview Naughty by Nature. So we got some great things coming up. The D-Hour Show Radio Network, you have to stay interlocked, interconnected, because we are music, you know. So with that being said, it is 7 minutes after the hour. 7 minutes after the hour, you're tuned in to the I Got Something to Say radio show of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break to pay some bills, and when we come back, we'll be getting into the fabulous news. Once again, I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous, and the CEO, producer of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, and the I've Got Something to Say radio show. D-Slate is in the building, CK has the night off, and we're going to get it in on tonight. So don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. Spring break is in the building. April Fool's Day is 8 minutes after the hour.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland, spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks, It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism
Speaks. Yes, we are back live. Yes, 9 minutes after the hour. And that was one of our featured commercials, Autism Speaks, by the very lovely Toni Braxton. April, if you don't know, to our listening audience and people who are tuned in on online and our social media site, April is Autism Awareness Month. So definitely we're going to be bringing you facts and information and a vast amount of information, because that's what we do here on the D Hour Show Radio Network. We entertain, we ascertain, and we also educate. So I like to refer to it often as edutainment. Isn't that pretty cool, D. Slate?
Edutainment, I like that.
Yeah, edutainment. So, yes, absolutely, edutainment. Now, we're going to see if somebody can say that with, after a couple of social, should I say, libations, if you will. That's hilarious. Yes. If you're just tuning in, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show with yours truly, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, is in the building. And D. Slate, CK has a night off. We're going to go ahead and get right into the Fabulous News. And after we come back with the Fabulous News, our esteemed leader, CK, normally does it, but D. Slate will be doing it on tonight, meaning bringing you the quote of the day. So don't go nowhere. Right now, it's all about the what, it's all about the who, it's all about the fabulous news. Yes. Today is April Fool's Day. If you call yourself a fool, it's okay. It's okay to be foolish. But a wise man always once said, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. So, you know, there have been a lot of people married and divorced and engaged on the social network sites all within a matter of minutes. For April Fool's Day, you may have experienced some candy in your seat or some pencils or rulers. Well, school is out for most parts of the region for spring break. But nonetheless, we hope that you enjoyed this first day of April for acting a fool. Because 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it will be no longer available for you to cut a fool. We're going to go ahead and get into more news. It is understood, contingent upon the Associated Press, that singer, entertainer, yes, Chris Brown was booed. I can't believe that. I had to double check myself. I'm fabulous. You know, I'm a huge fan of Chris Brown, but a personal friend, so I don't know whatever went wrong, but, you know, can't be booing Chris, because we got to run that. You know what I mean? Of course.
Absolutely.
And other news, yes, and other news on today, a lot of people celebrating Easter and a lot of things are going on, but, you know, we want people to understand that after holidays and after observances, you still have to live. So, you know, by way of materialistically, make sure you watch your money and your pennies and stretch it out so you can go far, far away. We're getting into spring, and we're getting into spring cleaning. So make certain that you check your houses, open up your windows, allow for fresh air to get in there. Because, again, it's all about spring cleaning. Check your inboxes and make sure you double check your security measures. Yes. April is also National Humor Month. Yes, Keep America Beautiful Month. Yes, and my all-time favorite, because it's synonymous with my name, it is National Poetry Month. Woo! Take the 30-30 challenge every single day of the month of April. Poets, lyricists, get in those books and write a poem per day. I challenge you. Also, as we mentioned earlier, April is Autism Awareness Month, Stress Awareness Month, and this day is April Fool's Day, and it's also International Fun at Work Day. Yes, tomorrow, the second day of April, will be Children's Book Day, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, and Reconciliation Day. I guess that would give me an opportunity to call my ex. It's plural. Nonetheless, ladies and Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another wonderful segment of the Fab Fabulous News. Continue to turn in and tune in and feast your computers on the attention of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Signing off, Miss Fabulous. Yes, I've always enjoyed doing the Fab Fabulous News. Try to give you tidbits because we always, as you came, educate and entertain all under one setting. It is 14 minutes after the hour, 9:14 Eastern Standard. And if you're listening abroad, we thank you. We have listeners in, my understanding, Beijing, China, Germany, Canada, the United Kingdom, and abroad. And also all across the United States of these America. Wow, what is going on today? Well, I think it's all about the spring and the allergies and the Zyrtex. I need something right now. But nonetheless, we're going to keep it moving like you all. If you can hear me in radio land, I need you to clap those hands twice. Boop, boop. Yeah, I hear you. And I see you. That's right. See, my boss is clapping his hands because that's what we here. Yes, we do, in the sister station, the Anonymous Blue Studios, on behalf of the D-Hour Show, Right to You Network. So as promised, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring to you right now the quote of the day, normally by CK, but Mr. D. Slate is in the building, and he's going to give you some encouraging words of wisdom. Take it away, D. Slate.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. This is from my man CK. I have the quote of the day for you guys, and this quote comes from a very intelligent individual, very smart, very intelligent individual, and the message is kind of geared towards, you know, men, but it can also be geared towards women as well. But this phenomenal quote says, "Try not to become a man of success, but a man of value." Again, try not to become a man of success, but a man of value. And this quote comes from the intelligent Mr. Albert Einstein.
Love it. Love it. Love it. You know, he's very interesting today, early on my way to work, on one of the, I guess like the buzz news in the morning time in my specific locality. They mentioned that one of the most common words that is utilized in the Queen's English or the Standard Dictionary, get this, and this word has been around since the 1920s. Are you ready for the word that I'm going to give you?
I'm ready.
Obsessed.
Obsessed?
I'm like, I don't care. Obsessed, yes. Obsessed.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't get it at first, but when you mentioned that about being by Albert Einstein, it just kind of sent the trigger in terms of remembrance that, you know, it's okay to be obsessed with things. That's why when people say I'm a fan, it's really short term for fanatic. So for you to be obsessed over something, perfect example, when people say, I love ice cream, do you really love ice cream to the point that you hurt it or you love it? Some people say, I am obsessed over ice cream, or those shoes are to die for. So it's all in the jargon. It's all in the colloquialism. It's all in the vernacular of how you present words, and it may have an alternate term or an alternate meaning, but I don't think I'm going to go as far and say, I'm so obsessed with, what do I really like? Okay, Michael Jackson, Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington, and the Beatles. I would probably say I'm obsessed with those, but not entirely, because that would probably deem me to be mental health immune. You know? Is there anything that you can say I'm obsessed with, D-Slate?
I can truly say that two things. I'm obsessed with Italian food.
Wow.
And I'm obsessed with horror films.
Well, I didn't catch the last thing.
I'm obsessed with horror films.
Wow. That's scary. Ooh, that's scary. I'm really scary right now. You know, I don't even say scared. I'd be like, I'm scary. Wow, that's interesting. Well, if you are tuning in to our show right now, we actually, you know, D. Slate and I, we would like to know what is exactly that you're obsessed over.
What are you obsessed with?
Yeah, exactly. You know, inquiring minds, Dee Slate and Miss Fabulous would like to know. What
and
are you upset over?
And if you would like to tell us what you're obsessed with, because we definitely want to know, what are you obsessed with? Please call us 718-766-4553. Call us at 718-766-4553 and tell us what you're obsessed with.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And also, if you're an artist, if you are a business owner, proprietor, definitely hit us up on our social networking sites. You can hit us up on Facebook. We have some exactly wonderful, comparable, frugal, is the opposite word, frugal for today. Yeah, frugal is going to be our word, and obsessed. All right, D-Slate? So frugal and obsessed are our words of today. But nonetheless, we have some great rates for you. So definitely, what's that website, boss? Or email address if you're,
You can hit us up at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at dhourshow altogether, dhourshow. Or you can hit myself up, D Slate on Facebook, or you can also look up the D Hour Show on Facebook as well, and you can contact us through there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Got some wonderful things. I'm working on a very, very strong or very eclectic project that's going to be unveiled very, very soon. It's an out-the-box type of project. Someone of sort, an African-American woman, would not necessarily engage or wrap my mind around. The project in which I'm working on, basically, Dee Slate and the rest of the world, is something that, on tradition, a person of another gender and also of another demographical, how can I say this politely, color would work on. They have conventions for these things. It's kind of like a book, and it has like comics in it, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah, I'm going hard this year. That's right. 2013 is the year of going hardness. Yeah, because I'm frugal
going
and I'm obsessed.
Yes.
Heartnessness. Yeah. It is 22 minutes after the hour. Yours truly, Dee Slate and Miss Fabulous. Well, not in that order. I'm Miss Fabulous and he's Dee Slate. Yeah. Okay. What we're going to do is go ahead and get into our first musical break for the evening. Once again, we have a fabulous show, so we definitely want you to stay tuned with us and kick back and relax. And this Easter Monday. Did you know it's Easter Monday, too?
Easter Monday. All the eggs
Easter Monday.
Are still good. The eggs are rotten. They're still good today.
Yes, definitely. Well, let us know once again, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Let us know what you're obsessed over. Also, let us know what you're doing with your children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, if you are experiencing or have the privilege to have a spring break. And nonetheless, let us know what you did on your Easter Monday or April Fool's Day. Yeah, we're getting ready to cut a fool, because we're going to get into the Make You Move Jam of the Day. We want you to move a little something. That's right. We want you to move your body, Nina Sky. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. 3 minutes after the hour. Don't go nowhere. Let's go.
Designated driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back live, 27 minutes after the hour, 27 minutes after the hour. Yes, you were just tuned in to our first musical break for today. It's Make You Move Monday, or should I say Make You Move Jam of the Day. It's Move Your Body by Nina Scott. That used to be my jam back in the day, D. Slate. I'm telling you,
yeah,
I love that.
I was moving my body right here, and then I twisted something, so I had to rub some Bengay on me. Then I was back to doing it again.
Wow, I got so excited. I was in here doing the Running Man in the studio and bumped myself out. So thank goodness for Recall, Total Recall. You know, cause I'm trying to be frugal, and I'm just obsessed with the I Got Something to Say radio show and the D Hour Show Network.
That's right.
I'm obsessed with it. Yeah, yeah. If you're just tuning in, it's an inside joke. So, yeah, definitely let us know what you're obsessed over, and also what you're doing in your spring break, and also what are you going to actually do with all that leftover stuff? Well, you know, donations are freely and willingly accepted, especially if it's some lemon pound cake or some strawberry cake, or I don't know. I didn't cook yesterday. I said, forget it. I went the easy way.
Or even some chitlin loaf. I mean, if you guys feel like you got to give that away too, I mean, you know, it's hot sauce. It's hot sauce at every house, so don't worry about it. I mean, somebody will eat some. Trust me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chitlins, really? Really? Well, okay. Anybody got that? Wow. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into another edition for the spring, and it is entitled 6 Minutes with Miss Fabulous. So we're going to give you 6 minutes over a debatable social issue, and we're going to talk about it, and definitely hit us up on our Facebook pages. This is what we do each and every Monday. Radio, let's go to our show network. Today we're going to talk about, you ready? It all depends on of the country you actually live, your demographic, your location, but we're going to talk about those SOLs. And here's the particular standard of learning. With a former POTUS, George Bush, he implemented a section, if you will, No Child Left Behind. So going to school, attending school, and condition of you passing a skill or standardized exam or test, that would determine if you're going to be promoted to the next great level. As a former educator, I guess what they say on the East Coast, I feel a certain kind of way. You know, rest in peace to my aunt who gave over 30 years, my Aunt Josephine Josie. Aunt Josephine, referred to her as Aunt Josie. She gave over 30 years of service to Norfolk Public Schools here in Norfolk, Virginia. So, you know, the passion was there for the kids. The passion for myself when I was in education was there for the children. Do you think partially it would be fair? But let me just back up a little bit. Okay, Dee Slate, you're on the Pacific West Coast, right? What type of module do you all have in place by way of testing to determine promotion? What do you all have? So.
Oh, well, in here in Arizona, AIMS stands for Arizona's Instrument to Measure Standards.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, that's,
so
their,
basically,
that's their test here in Arizona. It's Arizona's Instrument to Measure Standards.
Okay, so basically, is that for primary, meaning elementary school, secondary, for middle school, or high school? Is it in all three particular areas, or how is that done in Arizona?
Well, from the information I have on it, it says that it's a program implemented and administered by the Arizona Department of Education. It's a mechanism for standardized testing.
Interesting. Okay, but in particularly here in Virginia, what is done in primary school, they have what they call the benchmark exams. So it gives core classes, as into math, social sciences, where they're tested and they're graded on their areas to, you know, comprehension of what they learn. So it's like I'm old school, you know. I'm used to a teacher actually teaching lesson or teaching subject matter. Now they're not teaching to learn, they're teaching for test-taking purposes. So these kids and the students have to retain this information for the use of that only. And then once it's over, how good or what is information useful for? You understand my point, Dee Slate, and the rest of the listening audience? I'm not understanding how our kids are able to learn because they're learning for a test, okay? And, again, you need life skills. You need social skills, interaction to be able to make it successfully and what we call life in this world. So it's encumbersome of, you know, social interaction, recess. We used to get out and play. And then we had, you know, various intramurals after school, like, you know, band or cheerleading or, you know, the chess club or SGA, Student Government Association, you know, things of that nature. What are your thoughts, Dee Slate? You know, should it go back to the module of teachers teach and not necessarily on, you know, on the premise of teaching for a test, or should they be taught in terms of information that they can use longevity-wise? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I really do think that I think they ought to do them all as a whole. I think that they need to, I mean, I think they need to, kids do need to know how to take tests when it's time for them to be taking tests and learn the school, the skills and the tools to learn how to take tests successfully. But I think they also need to learn about, they need to teach different things to our children about things that they can use in everyday life and things that they can use growing up and things that they can apply to whatever future they want to get into. So I do think that they do need to, you know, properly administer tests and information that will not only show them how to do things presently, but also prepare them for the future as well.
And very interesting that you mentioned that, because it has to be a very happy medium, if you will. It's great for you to be able to make straight A's in school, or for your child to be studious and make straight A's. However, if they're lacking in the areas of social skills, that's going to be very much so a very disadvantageous for them trying to, you know, apply to colleges and things of that nature. You know, people in colleges and universities are looking for not the traditional student any longer. They're looking for the well-rounded student, okay? How to present, how to do presentations. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you're right. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I know when I was growing up in Chicago, you know, in Illinois, I remember those standardized tests. I don't know why they called it, but I might have to look that information up. But I know back then it was called the Iowa test, mm-hmm. you know, for the standardized test that we were taking. I think now in Illinois, I think they call it the ISAT test, which is Illinois Standards Achievement Test.
Okay.
So I don't know. I really don't know as far as those tests are concerned. You know, I don't know how, you know, giving children those tests in different states, you really have to think about whether or not it's really truly helping the child, because if it's that important of a test and the children know that and they don't do well on those tests, then how does that help that child's educational self-esteem?
Absolutely. And, you know, really, truly, I've been out of high school, I'm going into my 22nd, maybe 23rd year that I've actually been out of high school. You know, and initially when I graduated, it was more so on grades. I didn't have to take a test. They didn't have this back then. They didn't have that, you know, if you don't pass the test, you don't graduate. But now in certain regions of the country or within the United States inclusively, and I've also done a broader research, if you will, measuring that a lot of places overseas or a lot of demographics internationally, they kind of follow pilot. And what is meant by that is basically if you don't pass the test, you don't graduate and you receive a certificate of completion. So you mean to tell me you go through high school all 4 years to only receive that you completed the requirements of attending? And doesn't give you a high school diploma or anything like that. And I really think that's sad. So a lot of kids, they become disproportionate. A lot of them are not age grade appropriate. Some of them are older students for their grade level, and they get frustrated, and you know what they look towards, which is okay, but it's not recommended. It's a GED, General Education Diploma. So, I know of some 17-year-olds, and they're still in the 6th and 7th grade. The social piece of that, that's not a good situation, because you're mixing your babies, your 10 and your 11-year-olds with, you know, almost near these adult kids. Is that almost unheard of for you, D. Slate, to have a 17-year-old in the 6th grade?
I would say so. And again, I reiterate, in situations like that, what does that do for that child's educational self-esteem? You know, how does that make that child feel about education? Because they're embarrassed, for one. Mm-hmm. You know, so mm-hmm. What do those type of things do for that child's self-esteem, you know, and confidence in education? And then that's why you have some situations where you have a lot of kids dropping out and kids not wanting to be in school.
Absolutely, and the bullying starts and the taunting starts, and then the gang recruitment starts, because it's like, what do you need school for to be able to do X, Y, and Z? What do you need to be listening to a teacher for when I can guide you and give you all the tools necessary for, in their mind, to be successful? But, you know, you have to stop thinking about the future Well, yeah, we want you to look at the future, but it's the hearing now, and a lot of kids, they want the delayed gratification. They don't know how to accept the delayed gratification. That's what I'm trying to say. They want the instant. Everything is go, 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 go. So they want a high school diploma right now, but they don't want to put the effort to doing so. So I understand we're going to be wrapping this six-minute session up. It was probably more like 60 minutes, but this is a very, very interesting topic, and it's a much-needed and discussion topic. But I want to say this. The first school that your child will ever, ever be exposed to is guess what? Do you know these, Slate? The first house or the first institution of education.
Yes, it's home.
Right.
That's right.
As parents, right, we have to prepare our children for the social piece, for the academic component. You have to prepare them for the instant, the here and now, the future, and the longevity of their lives. And it starts as toddlers on to, you know, becoming grade school, primary, to middle school, to intermediate school, to high school, to college. You never stop being a parent, and you never stop being, that's right, school of life, and you never stop being a teacher, and you never stop being a student. So with that being said, it's a very, very healthy discussion. I thoroughly enjoyed that, D. Slate, and hopefully on another six-minute session, we can expound upon the importance of having that equilibrium. If you're going to give a standardized test, allow them to still be taught the information necessary. And if you do the test, what measures or how are you being able to make a distinct choice per se that this child may not be exposed to this type of information? Is it bias? This is what I'm trying to say. You know, how are you making your applications, or how true is it? You know, so very healthy discussion. We hope that maybe we can expound upon that in a different form, maybe in the form of a chat or something. I will come up with something. But nonetheless, it's 42 minutes after the hour. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving. I'm going to take another quick commercial break to pay some bills. And then when we come back, we'll be going ahead and get into our Motivational Monday music break and just continue on with the rest of the show. We hope that you're enjoying. Definitely hit us up if you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553. And again, 718-766-4553. And if the I Got Something to Say radio show, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate in the building. Let's go.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back live, 43 minutes after the hour, It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. I think it was very pertinent that, you know, we included the segment about education. I know you all were saying, why are they talking about school and we're only a couple of months out before school actually ending, or we're on spring break right now? Again, because these things are occurring, your effort to learn and your ability to be a student, once again, let me reiterate, is a ongoing process. 7 days a week, 365 a year, and it's a lifetime. And this bullying epidemic is just ridiculous. You know, lives are being lost. You know, children are making very harsh decisions because they don't love themselves, and we don't have enough mentors and people to love them in return. So therefore, listen to your children. Listen to your children, parents. Listen to your children. This bullying thing must stop. What do you say, D. Slate? It must stop.
I think that it definitely needs to stop because we've had too many tragedies in our past related to bullying, and bullying goes well into a child's future as far as the damage that it does to their psyche and to their mind. Not only their self-esteem and how they view themselves as an individual. So I really do think that it needs to stop. Parents need to pay more attention to it and do more about it, because if you're the parent of a child that is bullying, then you know what? You need to have a talk with your child and deal with your child and make sure that, you know, they're not damaging some other parent's child for the rest of their life, because you would not want that to be your child. So, you know, that's what's going on. And also, you know, teaching our kids that, you know, if we see that, you know, that we need to help, you know, and make sure that we're not allowing other kids to do that to other kids, because in the long run, it can truly hurt them and possibly hurt innocent bystanders in the mix, because we don't know what type of mental damage is doing it's really truly doing the kids.
Absolutely, and to move forward, you know, I definitely agree with you. I'm shaking my head in unison with you, because the effects are long lasting, and also it can extend to workplace bullying, also extend to, you know, failed relationships, self-esteem, lack thereof, and so forth. So whatever is done as a child only remains a child for a short period of time, and these children become adults. And the issues, if they're undone or if they're unsettled, they transition along with the child to the adult, to the elderly. So it never goes away. So definitely report bullying, listen to your children, and allow them to have a voice and a platform to express how they are feeling. So great, great discussion. It is 47 minutes after the hour. I want to go ahead and get into some more music, Motivational Monday music break. We want you right now to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, because we still got some time on the books, right? It's Miss Fabulous and D. Slate in the building. It's the D. Hour Show Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes. You know what I want to do right now, D. Slate?
What you want to do, PJ?
You know, other than being obsessed with, you know, the D. Hour Show Radio Network,
and
but you know, I want to bring them out. Yeah, and not get frugal, that's right, on this Easter Monday, April Fool's Day. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. You know what I want to do? I want to bring them out.
You want to bring them out?
I want to bring them out. I want to bring them out right now. I want to bring them out. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's bring them out, D-Slate.
Bring them out.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what that mean? Most of the fans in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit, but shouted he not down. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See a ball, the money stacked all the shack now. See her push a button and let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows, put my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque. Get a chat time. I got the crowd yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
I'm a hot girl telling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys telling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
With other brothers rapping hooded than this, I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by a blow, I'm moving the bricks. Talk about shooting out, now we're doing it, bricks. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it's true to be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. You still see that I'm a hell of a time. I cop the throne down hard, talk career with a shine. I got the time, they ain't names, I get better with time. Who got a flow in a live show better than mine? I got a packed house, yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
I'm a hot girl selling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys selling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You wanna beef with the king, what is you gon' do? When you show up on the scene, what is two guns drew on you and your friend and play a little 2-on-2? If you do half of what I do, then you'll be hitting the deck. I got a
And quick to check a lane like a game of chess. You wanna be, better bring your best. Cause we'll be standing in your front yard yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Put the back gate yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the front yard yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Put the back gate yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Come on. sides of a piece. Thanksgiving disguised as a feast. Rolling in the Rolls Royce Caniche. Only the doctor's got to some hiding from police. Cocaine feet, all white like I got the whole thing bleached. Drug dealer chic. I'm wondering if a dove's prayers reach. It's pious, pious, God love fire. Socrates act too fire to y'all seek. Off the plate of preach. I'm out here ballin', I know you hear my sneak. Jesus was the coffin of Yeezy, lay beat. Hope will flow the Holy Ghost, get the hell about your seat. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer?
Without telling me, sunglasses and Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got cash still. Think about the girl in all leopard who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd. Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. Probably spend it all cause the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive. Alright, alright.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back live. It is at the top of the hour. It's 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the top of the hour. We're just coming back out of a wonderful, wonderful mix. I hope you all enjoyed the combination of music that I put together on tonight. My boss, D. Slate, said, you are jamming PJ. And that's for Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous. Yeah, I'm in here, head just a move, boom, boom. Yes, yes, yes. We kicked the hour off with Bring 'Em Out, by T.I. Going to tell you a little something good about T.I. in the latter part of the show. Also, we had Eve, Tamarine, ladies and gentlemen, kicked in a number two. And number three, No Church in the Wild. That is my jam right there. You normally hear that song on the Dodge Dart commercial, and that is Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Frank Ocean. That is so live, 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 like we're live. And we're still waiting to know what is it that you're obsessed over, and what did you do on this Easter Monday? We want to hear your thoughts. Hit us up on Facebook. I'm actually posting, and I see D-Slate is as well. You can also tweet us, and you can call in live, 718-766-4553. We still got quite some time left in the show. So for right now, for this segment, for Poetics, People, Places, and Pulse, here in Norfolk, Virginia, there is an original stage play that's going to be coming to the Murray Center in Norfolk, Virginia. It's written by two wonderful ladies, again, Lamika Williams and Patricia Kendalls. And we had the opportunity to preview the stage play on yesterday at a local church, New Beginnings Ministries in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It was fabulous, fabulous, and it's awesome. Not saying that because I am the director, but I'm very, very proud of my cast. By way of, they listened to the directives, they listened to the blocking, and they took heed, and they really, really made a great impression. So, you know, I wouldn't have not been able to do that without great writing. So the writers and the producers, Patricia and Lamika, you all are super awesome ladies. So by way of Poetics, Places, People, and Posts, I want to say that definitely stay tuned for the play. It's going to go down once again June 23rd at the Murray Center. And stay tuned for your opportunity to win tickets. Yes, 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 throughout the show, trivia questions and things of that nature. And last but not least, here in Norfolk, Virginia, the Attics Theater will be featuring next week for their throwback segment, get this, Bill DeVoe is coming to the Attics Theater, and of course, the D Hour Show Radio Network will be in the building. You know, when you have great entertainment, you know, our boss arranges for that to take place and for it to happen. So shout out to Marie Hodges, who is one of the directors for Seven Cities Venue. Thank you for collaborating with us, and we'll be bringing you more information and news, yes, about the upcoming concert at the Attics Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving like U-Haul. We hope that you like our new PSAs that we've incorporated into the show, talking about everything from drunk driving awareness to hunger, you know, how you can contribute and give to your food, local food banks, to autism awareness. So, you know, again, our job is to educate. So those ads have been brought to you by the Ad Council, PSA's public service announcement. So stay tuned for new improved ones and a rotation of these right here because the message is loud and clear. Are you okay, D Slate? Doing good?
I'm good to the gumdrop. Yeah, good to the gumdrop.
Wow, who says that?
I'm just making sure I'm not being too frugal while I'm being obsessed with Italian food. Yeah.
Wow. You know, one thing what I'm obsessed with, I'm obsessed with fashion. Yes, I love fashion. I love music. I'm obsessed with music. I am obsessed with out-the-box activities. I really, really want to bungee jump, skydive, and go trampoline jumping.
Wow.
I'm not really interested in the base jumping yet. I have to kind of renew that. And you know what else I'm obsessed with? Getting new or gaining new experiences. So this is what I would like to do. I want to be obsessed with this. I want to get a bartender's license. I also want to get a license to marry people, so a license of ministry or how would you call that? I guess a clerical, I don't know the legitimate term, but to be able to marry couples, you can go through an online course or requirement. And last but not least, eventually, I would love to get a pilot's license. boom.
Now, I would love to have that. I would love to have the pilot's license as well. And just speaking of fashion, I mean, with that being said, PJ, I know there's a lot of kids out there or teenagers out there who's not obsessed with fashion because they always got their damn pants sagging. Pull your pants up, you hobos. Pull them up.
Pull your pants up. Say it again, loud and clear. One more time.
Pull your pants up. You're looking like hobos. Sleeping in you're gonna be sleeping on next to boxes next, is that what's going on? Pull your pants up.
Yes. You know, I was at a stoplight and a young man had got out of the vehicle. I guess he was in his late teens, early 20s, got out the vehicle to make sure that the back door was shut, and his drawers were hanging down. So what I started to do was to park my car and get out and let people see my Victoria's Secrets. But it would no longer be a secret. So with that being said,
it would be a Victoria's statement.
Yeah, it would. Nonverbal, yeah. That's right. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're being fools in April because it's April Fool's Day and we can do Yes, it's 7 minutes after the hour, Let's go ahead and take another musical break. Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons. Going to go ahead and slow it down and rock it out for those who are preparing for the work day number two, Tuesday. Should I say Trying Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, Think About It Tuesday, or should we say Obsessed Tuesday? I don't know. Maybe frugal? I'm not really sure. But it's the I Got Something to Say show, Miss Fabulous, D. Slatewood on the MIC. And we're going to go ahead and do a little bit because, you know, coming out of Resurrection Sunday, only heaven knows. It's John Legend. It's the Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons. And most importantly, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. 7 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
Number three.
Heaven only knows, heaven only knows, oh. Heaven only knows, heaven only knows, oh.
Yeah.
Heaven only knows, heaven only knows,
heaven only knows,
oh.
Last night was
like a chance. Heartbeat, a heartbeat, and we could start to dance. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
Number two.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart. Sometimes leaving is easy, sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away. You can say whatever you like, as long as we just say goodbye. Blame it on.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
By an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number 1 on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back live 20 minutes after the hour, 20 minutes after the hour. And, of course, we're just getting out of a musical break. We often refer to it as Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons. Number 3 kicked in at Heaven Only Knows by John Legend. Number 2 kicked in at one of my favorites. She was just here in the Hampton Roads area. Chrisette Michelle is who I'm referring to. She was headlining with Keisha Cole. cold. But she came in with Blame It On Me. And the number one time stamp for tonight is Because of You by Neo. Yes, yes, yes. April is National Poetry Month and also National Autism Awareness Month. The PSA that you're hearing us in rotation play is by Tony Braxton, who has a son with autism. So definitely get out, support, provide information, because knowledge is power, and power is the I Got Something to Say radio show. As we educate and we entertain, we edutain. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, on the MIC on this evening. It looks like we're going to be going into a little overtime. I guess it's okay because you, hey, the boss, he pays the cost, and he's on the studio with us on tonight. I'm speaking about D Slate is in the building. What's going on, D Slate?
Hey. What's happening? D Slate in the building, having a wonderful, wonderful time. On the I Got Something to Say radio show, playing some great music. I'm in it to win it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely want to say this. Rest in peace to Marvin Gaye. He passed away in 84. You know, his life was taken. His very short life was taken. He would have been 74 on tomorrow. So he passed away on April 1st, which I remember that distinctively. I actually thought it was an April Fool, and my mom just ran into the living room. You know, that's back in the time where the stories, you don't interrupt their stories. Nah, honey, you don't interrupt the stories. And it was like a newsflash that came on. And I remember that distinctively. They say Marvin Gaye has just been shot. And my mother fell to the floor. You would have thought it was the second coming. I'm telling you, she was just hysterical. She loved it. She was obsessed over Marvin Gaye. So, yeah, he definitely transitioned on April 1st. And then tomorrow, April 2nd, he was born in 1939. He would have been 74 years old. So rest in peace today and happy born day tomorrow to the late, great, one of my all-time favorite, Marvin Gaye. Also, definitely, I want to give a shout-out to some very special people in the Hampton Roads area. Slim Braid, she's representing her birthday on today. She says she's obsessed over Sonic. And she said what she's doing on today for Easter Monday, that's private. You go, Slim Braid. She said that's private. I was like, wow. Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah, she was actually one of the first ladies to receive certification to braid hair in the 757 in the Hampton Roads area. She's a proprietor. She's also an entertainer, and she's a very, very good friend. So happy birthday, Slim Braids. I want to give a shout-out to one of my childhood friends, Gino. Gino, what's going on, Gene, in the building on Facebook? And also, Miss Danietta Siobhan Miller Washington. She's always doing some great things in the community. She's hosting the Garden of Hope Incorporated First Tennis Clinic, free for any adult or youth, free rackets, free instructions, free fun. Wow. And they still have spots made available. So the area code is 757-390-4328 to register. That's good stuff, good stuff. It's always good to think outside the box. We actually talked about that earlier. So that's some good stuff right there. You play tennis, D Slate?
I played tennis in high school, but I haven't played in a while, in a long time.
Okay, absolutely. And once again, shout out to all of my poets. It is National Poetry Month. I encourage you, I applaud you to definitely write a poem a day for the 30-30 Challenge. It is always fun to do that. I'm going to be posting some of my poetry on my notes on the new changes to Facebook. As you noticed, they kind of set it up differently. So definitely I challenge you. To the poets, I like to say happy birthday this month. So stay tuned for great things as people will be in support of National Poetry Month and as well as in lieu of Autism Awareness Month, along with some other great things. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take another cute quick musical break. We're bringing you good hits and good conversation. Is that all right with you, D. Slate?
That is all right with me, PJ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what we're going to do right now, you know, they call this lady Poetic Justice. Poetic Justice. That would be me, of course. And then after Kendrick Lamar, we're going to bring you a little bit of Ryan Leslie. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate in the building. We're doing our thing. And we're going to be going a little bit of overtime, but it's all good. And we're going to hopefully bring to you tonight the Elevator Music Countdown with British Betty. I love that. So don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. It's 26 minutes after the hour. Don't go nowhere. Let's go. Poetic Justice. Poetic Justice.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad chick, put your hands up high. Hands up high. Hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go.
I recognize your fragrance, hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit, and I know your taste is a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis, with poetic justice, if I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs, dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen, better yet with your friends and them, I really wanna know you all, I really wanna show you off. Done, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. Send a good game home and start it. They say conversation, rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the front. Your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. See ya. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margins, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, if I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive, when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. That's your heartbeat. It either caught me or it caught me. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly. And right before you go blind, P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
yeah. They try to put me in a box. It's impossible. All left.
Oh, yeah.
And this time it's all or nothing.
Said it's real. Oh, yeah.
Listen. I'ma take you 10 rounds like a boxer, baby. Show you how I put down with roster, lady. Promise you're asking when I'm done for more. I'ma switch it up and make life comfortable. I'ma be the reason you're not sleeping, baby. I'ma invade the thoughts you keeping, baby. If you're still not convinced, I'll tell you more. Make you forget the way you felt before. Uh-oh, I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to set you. Uh-oh, I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the mama's girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the one that I quit the game for. You're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the reason. With the game ball, hey. Can't explain just how much you shine. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine. I'm putting my future on the line.
Baby, it's just you and I.
From this day on, let's make a deal. I'll stay true, you keep it real. Don't be shy about how you feel.
Baby, don't be shy, hey.
Uh-oh. I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to settle down.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the mother's girls I dated. I tell you what you are. You're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on.
You're
my diamond girl. You're the one that I put the game for. You're my diamond girl.
You're
the one I put the rock on.
You're my diamond girl.
With the game for a room with a better view, suit with a weatherproof, Burberry overcoat, new money attitude. A playboy, you would know if you read the news. I could be with any other fine girl instead of you. Nightlight, city life, ride roof back. She's quite pretty, nice size, who's that? I'll be your publisher, you could be my centerfold. Long as you do me right, show me how I'm edible. And I'm a lean man, you could be my co-star. You've been acting like your mind's right so far. And you the type that enjoys the best. The four-star sweets, ice, big toys, and decks for real. Let me show you how it's supposed to feel. Mommy, take them shoes off, let's close the deal. Cause honey, you reach the top, stop social climbing. If my record don't sell, we'll still go diamond.
You're my diamond girl, you're the one I put the rock on.
Hey,
you're my diamond girl, you're the one that I quit the game for. You're my diamond girl. You're the one, yeah, put the rock on, baby, you're my diamond girl. You're the music I quit the game for, hey,
yeah.
You're my diamond girl.
I know you wanna hear that again.
Yeah.
Run the record back.
You're my diamond.
All left, yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
Just rock with it.
You're my diamond.
This next selection.
You're my diamond.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
We are back live. It is 35 minutes after the hour. 35 minutes after the hour, we're just coming back out of the Poetics Picks. Number one kicked in at Poetic Justice. I swear you wrote that song for me, you know. Of course, describing all the accents of me. Yes, Kendrick Lamar, and then all of my diamond boys. You're the one. Yes, me. Yeah, but Diamond Girl will work for it. Ryan Leslie, the very incomparable, the very talented. Diamond Boys, you're the one. I'm back. All right. D-Slate, are you enjoying the music tonight?
I'm loving the music, PJ. I'm loving the music. I'm over here bobbing my head. I bumped it. Then I just put some alcohol on it. I just start bobbing it again.
Right. April Fools, because I'm so cool. I go to school. I dance in shoes. No. I'll be back.
And I hope you're being frugal when you're buying those shoes.
I'm obsessed with shoes, of course. Obsessed. Yeah. It's your girl, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, with two Ks, P-O-E-T-I-K-K. This is what we do each and every Monday, Blog Talk Radio. Let's go. The D Hour Show Radio Network. And Mr. D Slate, TK has a night off on this evening. We're going to be going into a slight overtime, but that's okay, per the boss. Yes, yes, yes. We like to thank each and every one of you for continuously tuning in and supporting us each and every Monday. So don't turn the dial. Don't go nowhere. Get in the chat room. Get on Facebook. I'm posting some great things. Came across a very interesting post, and I'm trying to pull it up now because, you know, we were talking about education and its values and all the things that are in association with education. And Lord and behold, someone posted something, you know, the Keep Calm little post that they're doing. You know what I mean, D-Slate? Well,
yes,
they have one similar. Yes, it says teachers not in it for the income, but in it for the outcome.
Wow.
Love that. Yes, clever and true. I like the play on words. Not in it for the income, because truly, teachers, police officers, law enforcement, social workers, probation officers, human service personnel, we do a lot of work, and we are underrated and underpaid. Okay? We are. I'm not Asian, but I'm just saying. Definitely. So you have to have the heart for this. You have to have the love. You have to have the empathy for people in order to work in these fields. D-Slate and I, we do radio, but we also do a 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 or 8-to-7. So we understand the hardships of being in the human services field. So to all of my educators, police officers, you know, respondents, social workers, probation and parole. I want to stress that. Probation and parole officers, I salute you and I salute myself. I salute you too, D-Slate, because we understand the struggles and the challenges that are in association with giving back and helping families. Families. At the end of the day, there is unity in our community. So to my educators and teachers, I salute you. You have a very, very arduous job. However, it is much rewarding. Thank you for all that you do. All right, so we're going to keep this thing moving like U-Haul. The time is now 39 minutes after the hour, 39 minutes after the hour. You're just tuned in to the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to keep it moving. You wanted to tell us something, D-Slate, about something that's taking place in the area, but I think when we get into the good, the ugly segment, I think you're going to expound upon that. So I'll go ahead and save that for right now. And also, I have some good about TI that I learned. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into our next musical break. We're going to keep it going. This segment, I love it. This is all for my diverse people. This is the Elevator Music Countdown with British Betty. We introduced this sometime last year. Can you believe it? We've been on the air going into our 15th month or maybe 14th month.
Wow.
A year and a couple of months. Can you believe that already?
Oh,
a year and 3 months. Already.
Father Time, what are you doing?
Right. Or maybe get my granddaughter. Remember the uppercut guy from last year? Maybe get my granddaughter. Yes. So, you know. We are having a good time. I'm obsessed and frugal.
And I'm being frugal.
With my, Yeah. Well, my mind, body, and soul, definitely. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump in here to this Elevated Music Countdown with British Betty. And when we come back, we'll be getting into our newest segment, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly with Dee Slate and yours truly. So don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show, 41 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
Hello, this is British Betty, and this is the Elevator Music Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show.
Number 3.
Number 2.
number one.
Thank you. champion. Realize check mechanism. Yah, 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 yah.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal for rap. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yes, 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 we are back live. It is 54 minutes after the hour, and we're just coming back from the Elevator Music Countdown with Betty for the United States and the United Kingdom. Yes, number three, Counted and Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics, Annie Lennox. I used to love her. Number two, kicked in at Cruel Summer by Bananarama. Love that song. It took me back. And number one, Careless Whispers with Wham, Andre Wrigley, and who was the lead singer? George Michael. Of course, you know, they're both British from the United Kingdom. Of course, so Never Gonna Dance Again, Guilty Feet, I've Got No Rhythm. This has been another wonderful segment for the Elevator Music Countdown with British Betty. So definitely stay tuned. And who might this be that I'm talking to?
You're talking to Bloody Bob. That was Bloody Good.
Bloody Bob. I haven't talked to you in a bloody long time. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. You know, weather is really foggy here, and I really got to manage my throat because, you know, I really can't get sick, so I have to drink a lot of bloody tea, you know, of course.
Oh, my God. You're bloody fabulous.
I've got to remain fabulous. Yeah, I'm really obsessed with the I've Got Something to Say radio show and Blog Talk Radio. Really obsessed. And I also have to remain frugal because I've got to buy my bloody tea.
Oh, my God. I love that show. I love it.
But, you know, Bob, I really haven't talked to you in a long time, so I really got to get caught up on Sky here in the United Kingdom, and I really got to get caught up on, you know, the Braxtons are also on Sky in London, and also Selena Johnson of the R&B Divas just came back from over here, and, you know, the United Kingdom, Amsterdam, and France. So it's really, really, because, you know, the United Kingdom got sale, you know. We've got sale.
That's bloody, bloody good.
Yeah, it was almost like a delay. I wasn't really sure if you're here or if you're in the United Kingdom or United States. But, you know, again, saying off, this is British Betty. And who this might be?
Bloody Bob.
Okay, well, we'll talk later, darling, and we'll get a cup of tea and, you know, and catch up. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
All right, that was British Betty and I think some guy named Bob, but he's British or whatever. But when the two of them get on the phone, you know, they talk for so long. But nonetheless, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And we've also got the Slate CEO and proprietor of the The Hour Show Radio Network. Got a lot of great things going on. Yes, yeah, stay tuned for some additions to come to the The Hour Show Radio Network. Huge, huge, huge major surprise and major changes that are going to be taking place. But change is good, and change is not always comfortable, but it's great. So embrace it, embrace it, embrace it. And then also we have some wonderful heavy hitter special guests that will be joining us. So definitely you got to keep a lock, stay tuned, because you never know who's going to appear on the The Hour Show Radio Network, and in particularly the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm going to defer to D-Slate right now. It's 58 minutes after the hour. We got like 32 running minutes left in the hour of the show. So this is our new segment that we're introducing, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So right now, without further ado, I'm going to defer to D-Slate.
Hey, what's happening? The good, the bad, the ugly. Well, we tell you good things that we've heard about, bad things that we've heard about, and just straight out ugly things that we know or heard about on the good, the bad, the ugly. All righty. And to start it off, I have something good that I heard about, and I thought it was a blessing, and I thought it was something really good to mention. A hardy and determined woman celebrated Easter in the hospital recuperating after spending 6 nights stranded and injured on Oregon's Mount Hood. Mary Owen, 23, said her faith in God got her through those 6 excruciating days alone in the cold on Mount Hood before a National Guard helicopter spotted her Saturday morning at an elevation of about 4,600 feet. She was flown to a Portland, Oregon hospital and treated for frostbite on her toes. Owen was last heard from on Sunday and reported missing Thursday evening. ABC News affiliated KATU reported Owen slipped and cut her leg badly after a wipeout last Sunday. Owen, an experienced climber, was certain she'd be found soon, but time passed and no one came. She melted snow for water and started fires for warmth. For the next 6 days, she sat on the mountain alone and injured, occasionally moving to avoid avalanches crumbling around her.
Wow. So,
but she was found.
Something good. Yes.
She was found.
Yes.
That's a blessing.
Tell me something good. Yeah, she was found. That's right. And that's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, so right now I want you to tell me something bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, I got something that was kind of bad in the realm of basketball.
I'm depressed.
In the realm of basketball, a player was injured. It was pretty bad. If you get a chance to, you can actually go to YouTube to check out the video. Withering on the ground, April 1st. Withering on the ground, his leg splintered. Kevin Ware had only one thing to say to his heartsick Louisville teammates: just go and win the game. The Cardinals did, exploding for a 13-2 run in the second half of their game against Duke, as they defeated Duke 85-63. Now, Louisville was devastated by Ware's injury, which occurred with 6 minutes and 33 seconds still left in the first half. The sophomore had jumped to try and block Tyler Thornton's 3-point shot, but as he came down and landed, his right leg snapped midway between his ankle and knee, the bone skewing almost at a right angle through his skin. Ware dropped to the floor right in front of the Louisville bench, and almost in unison, his teammates turned away in horror. Thornton grimaced, putting his hand to his mouth as he turned around. He stumbled for a bit of a second and fell, and his leg wasn't where it should be, Luke Hancock said. And Ware had surgery later Saturday night, and Patino said he and his son Richard, who recruited Ware, and an equipment manager would spend the night in Indy along with the team's doctors. School officials said doctors reset the bone and inserted a rod into the tibia during a 2-hour procedure.
Ouch. Oof.
So, it was said to be probably one of the worst injuries that was seen in basketball. But only for those that can handle it. If you want to see the incident, you can definitely go to YouTube and just type in Louisville basketball injury or Kevin Ware injury, and it was bad. It was pretty bad.
You know, it was actually kind of brutal to the point that there was an advisory that was put on. They say, you know, view at your own risk, or, you know, definitely this is something that you may want to guard from, you know, children or what have you. So it must have been pretty bad, but definitely I'm going to keep the gentleman in prayer, you know, from athlete to athlete. That is something that, you know, you wouldn't even want your worst enemy, if you had any, to go through or sustain, because that's devastating, you know, on your psyche, on your physical, and everything. You know, number one, to be in the middle of a game, but number two, to be able to have that type of injury and just, you know if everything is going to work out or what have you. But we have faith and we have confidence, and we're definitely rooting for him and keeping him in prayer and uplifted, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, so what do you have by way of The Ugly? We have some introductory music with that. What do we have for The Ugly?
The Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I couldn't find anything for Ugly.
Well, I have something. Actually, sure. One of my favorite shows is Ugly Betty. And they ran a marathon. Yes, they ran a marathon. I sat right here and I watched it episode after episode after episode. I love Ugly Betty. Vanessa Williams is in that, and America is the actress's name. I can't think of her last name, but she is fabulous. She also played a more serious role with the leading role of Temptation, Tyler Perry's movie, Lance Gross. And it was more of a dramatic comedy that was probably about 2 years ago. I should utilize that question as a trivia question for these tickets, but we're so late in the hour, it may be an extension for us to come up with something else. But truly, definitely, we got good information. And speaking of good, T.I., from my understanding in Atlanta, GA, that there was a family that was experiencing homelessness, a lady and her children living underneath a bridge for many, many months, and T.I. learned of this situation, bought a house for the lady and her children, and gave her all the other perks and amenities to include vocational training as well as to furnish the place and so on and so forth. Now, you know, we all fall short and we all fall down, and it takes a just man to fall 7 times before he is able to get back up. Ladies and gentlemen, I say to you on this very first day of April 2013, that is one of the most complimentary, one of the most favorable, one of the most beautiful things that I've heard done in a very long time. T.I., God bless you, definitely, for you to have stepped out and to have made a statement as such and to give back to the community in that capacity. I salute you, my brother, on today for doing that. Did you hear about that, D-Slate?
Yeah, that was very admirable of him. To do that, so definitely big ups to T.I. for doing that for those individuals. That was pretty good for him. I can definitely appreciate, I can definitely appreciate something good like that, and just being able to help people. Beautiful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, by way of the bad for me, there was some bad accidents, you know, and generally around the holidays and around various observances when a lot of people are, you know, in transition and they're traveling. In North Carolina, there was a 100-car pileup between Virginia and the North Carolina line. That was horrific. 3 lives were claimed in that accident, according to the Associated Press. And then also, there was another accident in North Carolina. So, ladies and gentlemen, in your travels, maybe you may be traveling back to your respective places, you know, because the holiday is over. But basically, be careful on the highways and the byways. Please do not text and drive. Please do not text and drive. You may think that you have an upper handle on it and try to say, hey, it's only going to be a second, but that second may claim the life of yourself or someone else, and do not utilize your cell phone and drive, because you have to have your eyes on the road and not be to be clear and free of all distractions around you. When you drive, you're not driving on your merit. You're driving for the sanctity of other people. So with those things in mind, and the ugly factor of it is that, you know, we still have things like, you know, drinking and driving and bullying and things of that nature that still exist. So definitely, you know, listen to your kids' parents. Definitely be safe on the spring break. And we want to be able to continuously bring you good news is what we want to hear. The bad news is what we have to prepare ourselves for. But the ugly of it all is that we live in a very beautiful world, but sometimes the ugly factor is a no factor. So that's a new segment. Yours truly and D. Slate, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thank you for that news. And again, we got to keep that athlete and that brother, keep them uplifted. So yes, without further ado, it is 9 minutes after the hour, 9 minutes after the hour. We are coming to the end of the row in the words of our brothers, Boys to Men. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out with our song, A Fool for You, by CeeLo and Melanie Fiona. After we come back, we'll be giving our closing remarks and statements and things of that nature. So don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right now. Take a quick and our final last musical break. It is 10 minutes after the hour, and it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate in the building. Let's go. It's Thursday. Yeah, we're a fool for you. Stop playing.
No, but still. Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn... is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back live. It is 14 minutes after the hour. And I hope on this April 1 that you were a fool for someone, be it laughter, be it just, you know, gaining knowledge and wisdom and power. His knowledge is power. But definitely we're coming back off of our last musical break. That was the very talented CeeLo, who was one of the judges on last season's The Voice. Shakira and Usher are doing a great job. And also, you know, Melanie Fiona, who is an incredible artist. She's been seen here and featured throughout the Hampton Roads area on a couple occasions. So with that being said, definitely we've enjoyed immensely this show on tonight. We didn't have any national celebrities. We were our own celebrities, and we just cut a fool. We are obsessed with the Hour Show Radio Network, and we're going to be frugal with our time and our money and our gestures so we can continue to bring you edutainment as we educate and entertain. I can't even get it together. But I'm going to defer to D. Slate right now for your last commentary notes. What do you have for us, D. Slate?
Well, I just want to say we had another phenomenal show tonight. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, joining us on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Be on the lookout for some major things and major individuals show being showcased on the show. And definitely be on the lookout for that, as well as just make sure you keep tuning in to the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be doing or saying. All you got to do is keep tuning in, as well as we got some great guests coming up this week on the show, so definitely make sure you guys stay tuned. Check us out tomorrow for the Tuesday spot. We may have some poets on tomorrow since it's National Poetry Month, so definitely make sure you guys tune in, as well as Nod Your Head Wednesday and Celebrity Thursday. We may have a special guest. Nice, a very good special guest for Celebrity Thursday, so make sure you guys keep it locked. Keep listening out. You can check us out on Twitter at The Hour Show, or you can email us thehourshow@gmail.com. If you are an artist or and you want to be showcased on the show, you want us to play your music. If you're a business, small business, and you want us to advertise your business, all you have to do is email us thehourshow@gmail.com. thehourshow@gmail.com. Back to you, PJ.
Well, thank you so very much. And D. Slate, as I already say all the time, but I can't never say it enough, I want to just thank you for the opportunity and the platform for allowing persons such as myself to be able to disseminate great information, great knowledge and entertainment. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm like, let me rewind this tape right quick. Yes, for allowing us the opportunity to display our talents, time, information, and music to the world. You know, we're not just in localities throughout the United States. We're across the world. We're on the world tour with the mic in our hands, of course. There are a lot of great things that are going on in celebration of Autism Awareness Month and National Poetry Month. Continue to support your local artists. Continue to support your national artists. I'd like to give a shout-out to actors Miguel Nunez, Wendy Raquel Robinson, and singer Shirley Murdoch. Thank you. I've enjoyed hanging out with you all this weekend. Thank you, D. Slate, for setting that up and for allowing us to be a part to do a live promo. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. Shout out to Slim Braids. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy early birthday to the late, great Marvin Gaye, which he would have been 74 on tomorrow. To my cousin Andre Johnson, senior, I'm going to say that you got this job. So, you know, good luck on your interview, and you got it. Don't even sweat it. You got it in the bag. To my mother and to my other family members, definitely thank you so much for supporting and for continuously being who you are. And also a special shout out to the cast of Taylor May. Fiona, she is the mother of all mothers. She supports her children, you know, and I tell you, you know, there are a lot of women who are doing dynamic things. So, you know, it's just so many to call, but so many not to mention. So with that being said, the cast of Taylor May, stay tuned for your chance to be able to win tickets. And also, Belle Biv DeVoe will be in town on next week. So stay tuned for that, more information, and check out all of our shows that we have on the D Hour Show Radio Network. Stay tuned, as D Slate has indicated. I got some great things that are going to be coming to the network, and also by way of some great guests that we have lined up for you. So once again, CK had the night off, but, you know, it's been a wonderful, wonderful show on tonight. Just say thank you to everyone who's in broadcasting and into radio and just doing great things across the country. We say salute, and we bid you a great night, and God bless you all, and thank you so very much. And remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. It is 20 minutes after the hour. Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, D. Slate, is signing off. We're obsessed and frugal. Good night.
Yes. Yes, we are.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest.
Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D. Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
On the I Got Something to Say show. On the I Got Something to Say show. On the I Got Something to Say show. On the I Got Something to Say show.